monitoring.
NWZ, KO4, NUE, how are you, Daniel?
Chad, how about you?
Pretty good. Just got an email from a friend filming the tornado that hit Fountain Inn yesterday at I-385. I mean, it was a small one, but one touchdown in Fountain Inn and one in Edgefield earlier that day. And actually, they're all on YouTube, and it's kind of interesting to see. I mean, they're little tornadoes, but just really violent. I mean, goodness gracious.
So my brother lives over, works over near the one in Fountain Inn, and he was on the highway, and there, I think there's a photo floating around with the tornado crossing 385, and he was right over there at the exact same time.
Yeah, like I said, I just got it from a friend of mine, and I just thought, goodness, that's the first time I've seen a tornado. I mean, one hit when I was younger in this area, but the first time I've seen one even remotely close.
Easy. Me and my family used to travel a lot, and it was probably 18, 20 years ago now, but we were in Oklahoma at the time, and we crossed past, road, I don't remember the name of it now, and within, we noticed the clouds and everything was getting real dark outside, and within 30 minutes after we left, everything that was behind us was gone.
Mercy, I know, I mean, I'm not laughing at it, I'm just saying that would be a strange thing to see, you know, riding down the road and then look behind you and everything's gone.
Probably the next day, because we didn't really realize it, so we, you know, we had left to go on our way, and people that we had just left, that, like, 2 or 3 days later, we found out that, yeah, their house, everything, the church, everything was gone.
No. So, other than weather, I mean, what you been up to today?
A very stupid decision to try to go to Costco, do a Costco run today, and apparently everybody else in Greenville and surrounding area had the exact same idea. So fortunately I did that, and I've been online after our talk yesterday, just looking up radios and trying to figure out a system for my truck without spending a ton of money.
What are you looking at? You going 2 meter in the truck or what?
Dilemma. I was looking at, I currently have, I told you, the little Yaesu FT2980, which is only 2 meter. So I didn't know if maybe I should get two band where I could do 440 as well. Any opinions in that?
What I've been through with this. So I started with the 2980 in the truck, and I still have it in the truck. Love the radio, but it is 2 meter. It is 2 meter only, and when it's on high power, if you don't have air conditioner vent blowing directly on it, it does get hot, and I mean hot enough to smell. But I haven't had any issues with it. But it's easy to program and easy to use. So after I had the 2980 for a couple months, I needed a radio up at the deer camp because I have a trap line up there. And back during the beginning of last winter, I was checking a trap and slipped and fell in the 12-mile river. And, I mean, I'm not going to say I liked it, not have got out, but I could have gotten in trouble real easy because the water was just so cold. And anyway, that prompted me to get my license. So I got a handy talkie. Let me let this repeater cycle. Disappointed when I got my license and got my handy talkie and took it down to the deer camp. And topographically, it was just challenged. I mean, I have to stand in certain spots and da-da-da-da-da-da. So I started looking into crossband repeaters so I could take my handy talkie, come in on the 440 side, have the radio move it to the 146 side, and hit Caesar's Head, and basically use the crossbander for the power. So I got a Kenwood TVM 71, I believe it is, and absolutely love the radio. I mean, easy to program. The faceplate is detachable, so you can put the radio under the seat. It's a crossband repeater. It'll run in remote mode. It's dual band, 146, about 2 meter and 70 centimeter. You can monitor both at the same time. I've had the radio for about 5 months and still haven't learned every function on it. There's just too many to use, but easy to program. I mean, once you figure out how it's laid out, it's easy to program. I was not happy with the price, but I am happy with the radio, and now that I've had it for a couple months, I don't have any issues with what I paid for it. So I got it from DX Engineering. I think it was $500, I think. But the radio does a whole lot for that amount of money. And move it in and out of the truck or take it to the deer camp. And if you're, you know, out on a job site somewhere and your handy's not doing too well, just the flick of a button, you can move it literally over to crossband repeat and take your handy talkie and basically use, you know, a half a watt to hit the Kenwood, and then you're out at 60 watts and can hit, you know, whatever. So any other advice over that, I did do a lot of research on it before I bought the radio and called and talked with several reps at DX Engineering, and they have hams on staff there, and they all recommended the radio, and I did some research on it after they recommended it, and watched some YouTube videos on it. You can check those out. Those are pretty neat. But, you know, I don't know what your price range is, but that's well worth the money. I mean, I'm sure you could pick one up used. So, KO4NUE for station ID.
For MWZ. No, I did not even think about using another radio as a jumper. I did not even know that was something you could do, so I'm glad you even said that. I think I'm missing the... I didn't get right the full model number down. I know you said it was the Kenwood. Is that the TMV-71?
It is. Let me check it out on YouTube. I mean, the internet. I can't find my instruction booklet right now, but give me just a second. So pick it up while I'm looking, and I'll get back with you.
For HKX. Hey, Daniel. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Patrick.
I'm doing good on my way home, the last leg of it. I've been listening to y'all talk.
Earlier today, but I was going to jump on and say hi real quick. But like I said, I'm struggling with this stupid handy that I have in my truck right now. I have just that Bofang UV5, and I can hear you guys decent at best. But I can't talk to y'all without you guys complaining that you can't hear me.
Give you another option for a radio. The ICOM ID5100A is what I'm talking to you on now, and it does the crossband repeat also, and it is a little bit cheaper than that Kenwood.
5100A, what was the, was that it?
It's a ID5100A.
How much was that, roughly, do you remember?
I bought it new last October, and I give $350 for it. Jim.
Hey, bud. And, Daniel, just so you know, it is a Kenwood TM Tango mic / Victor 71A, 144/40. Dual band repeater, and I got to look in today, and it also gets down into the emergency bands too. So just gonna let you know. Not trying to convince you on anything, but hey, Bill.
Hello, Chad. Hello, Patrick. Throw my opinion in the hat. The TYT TH9800. Is a dual band, will do cross band repeater, and it comes in at about 225. I've got two of those I've had for 6 months in both vehicles, and they do extremely well. So just another option out there. Again, that's the TYT TH9800 M4WHM. Amazon.com.
Don't they make a quad band version of that also?
And it's about $25 more. But I've been really impressed with the TYT radios. I even bought one of the TYT handy talkies, the UV88. It's $35 on Amazon. And it is an exceptional handheld. It's a lot more beefier than the Bofangs, and got it on Amazon as well.
Yeah, I just pulled it up on Amazon. I was kind of looking at it, but I knew nothing about it and was scared to buy a piece of junk.
TYT is a pretty sound radio. I haven't had any issues with them. The two mobiles, like I said, I've got it in car, drive to work every day, and I have no problem hitting multiple repeaters at considerable distance. And like I said, I've set it up in crossband repeat with the handheld, and it works extremely well on that. It's literally like Chad was saying, you just hit menu in 31 and you're in crossband repeat. Have your handy talkie set up on 440 and you're pushing a half a watt or 1 watt to whatever you got your radio set on.
Well, no, I absolutely knew nothing about that, so I'm glad both you guys recommended it. Thank you, Chad, for that as well. Any handy I get should work fine to cross repeat like that. Is that correct, or do I need to buy the same model?
HT, that is a dual band, and most all of them are. You'll want, because the crossband repeat requires you to come in on one band and go out on the other. So usually the practice I've seen is you set up the handy talkie on the 440 or 70 centimeter and go back out on the whatever channel you have it set for on the VHF. So, but I've done it with my Bofang. I've done it with the 2IT and HT. Both of them work extremely well doing the crossband repeat. So, but So there you go. There's the options from just over $200 to $500. It all depends on what you want.
The true problem is, how do I get this through my wife? So I got to figure out how I got to funnel those funds.
And then I'll get out of the way for the other guys. The one good thing about Amazon is you get 90 days to try it out and return it, and basically no questions asked. So buying it direct from some of the other manufacturers, the RMA process is a little different, but with Amazon, if you're familiar with it, whatever you buy, you got 90 days. And you can just box it back up and ship it back if you don't like it or if it doesn't perform as you expect. So, anyway, all that said, M4WHM, I'll be clearing on the side. Back to you, Daniel, Patrick, and Chad.
I was going to say, I used my ID5100 for crossband repeat when I first got my license, and I had no problem out of it hitting a repeater up here either. But now I've talked to Dave some, and you got to be careful with crossband repeat, because if you're not IDing is what the issue was. So I'm kind of leery about using it right now until I can find out exactly what that is. The radio itself is supposed to ID because it's doing the transmitting, is what we were talking about and what I understood. So, but do your research on that for yourself and find out.
Quite follow, just because I'm so new to the process. But Patrick, I did have a question about the ICOM. Did it come with all the parts that you needed to mount into the truck? I've kind of heard a couple different things that you had to get additional parts to mount.
It did not. They say the Deluxe comes with it. It does not. You still have to buy a mounting bracket. That's one of the things I dislike about the radio, is that there. And I'm sorry, but I forgot to mention it. But yeah, you have to buy a mounting bracket for it.
It comes with the mounting, correct?
It came with the mount, mic, the radio, 8 feet of 10 gauge wire, 2 fuses on the positive and the negative. And Patrick is right. Technically, from what little bit I've read on the FCC regs, repeaters are required to ID. That's why you hear the Caesar's Head repeater or the Blue Ridge amateur radio, when it sends out that Morse code signal, that's identifying that repeater on that frequency. But after reading the regulations, when you use the repeater on the Kenwood, and I don't know about the others, the Kenwoods, you can set up an ID on the radio and have it send your call out every 10 minutes via Morse code. So it doesn't matter how it's identified, as long as it's identified in, you know, Morse code or just regular voice. Or if you are using the repeater, because it's a crossbander, it may not be in operation all the time. You're required to ID every 10 minutes anyway, so just ID as, you know, KO4NUE, crossband repeat, when you use the radio. And when you're done with it, there's no need to ID. That's what I got out of the regulations. Now, obviously, I'm not a FCC rep or a lawyer, but I just... You know, I don't think you have problems with it, Daniel, but that's my take on it. Go ahead, Bill.
See, there it goes. And then 4 WHM. Yeah, the there is a vague policy written by the FCC on how you have to have a repeater ID every 10 minutes. You know, I would read it and take it into account and decide for yourself what you want to do. I know a good many people that do crossband repeating, and they just verbally ID when it's in use. Some don't. Like I said, it's all up to the individual and their interpretation. There are what they call band cops, voluntary monitors, if you remember that from the exam, that monitor for infractions to the policies of ham radio. So it could be possible you would get a postcard in the mail one day saying, hey, you're doing wrong. But that's sort of the limit of it. It's a self-regulating group in 4WHM.
Probably use it kind of like what Chad was talking about, where it's more have a HT on me while I was hiking or something, and just use if there was an emergency, I guess.
4HK, Friday. Also, something else to think about, Daniel. Kenwood is getting out of everything but the HF market, is what I've heard. Because when I bought my radio control truck, the MD71 or 710G, I believe it, I can't remember that. But anyway, it's the step above the one Chad's talking about, because it's got APRS on it, and they were saying it's discontinued. So if you're going to find one, you need to do it soon if you're going to get one of those.
Yeah, that was a good copy. Yeah. So do you think there'd be any problem with getting it now, like they won't service it, or they probably still will, I would think?
I don't think service will be the problem. Be finding it if they discontinue. That'll be the issue, because it took me a while to get the one I got. So it's just something to think about. I'm just letting you know that that's going on. But guys, I'm here at home, so I'm going to step aside for a little while and leave it with y'all, KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final.
That was a good talk. Thank you so much for your help with that. So, thank you.
Have a good night, Daniel. Patrick. It's good talking to you, bud. And I'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, station ID.
Patrick, glad you made it home safe. Have a good evening, and you get in the house and get your radio back on after a while, give us a shout. We'll probably be here or on the net one, so. But good to talk to you as always, M4WHM. Back to you, Chad and Daniel.
I would consider the cheapest version, and Bill's the IT guy, and he has never steered me wrong, and he's right. You got 90 days. If you don't like it, send it back. No questions asked. But I can tell you, when you sit with the handy talkie, and you're able to. So before I moved to Kenwood here in the ham shack, I had it in the truck, and I would set the APO feature on, which is automatic power off, for 2 hours, and I could sit in the house and ping my truck through the crossband repeat, and I didn't have to go shut it off or anything. After 2 hours, after the net was over, it automatically shut off and didn't have to worry about, you know, keeping the battery on or anything like that. And as soon as I start the vehicle up and it senses voltage, it turns right back on to the last settings I had. But I have heard some good things about the TYTs. I personally have never owned one, but that's the third or fourth time I've heard another ham operator talk about TYTs and not having any issues with them. So I don't know, man. Maybe that has to be a decision that you have to decide, I guess. But I will tell you that detachable faceplate is nice. You can put all the bulky stuff under the seat and just mount your faceplate with some Velcro. There you go, you know. But that's your call. Kill 4 NUE for station ID.
The TYT has a detachable faceplate as well, the 9800. So, it's a feature-rich radio for budget entry. And like Chad said, you can put the unit itself under the seat or wherever. Just make sure it gets good airflow and just mount the faceplate up and you're in business.
Friday. Wow, you guys, y'all gave me a lot of amazing info, so thank you. Thank you, everyone. Is there a certain antenna you guys would recommend for the vehicle, for any of those?
Jim, I have a mag mount on my truck. It does extremely well. And I have a trunk mount on my car. And it does extremely well. So, you know, Comet makes a good antenna. Astron, I mean, there's tons of them out there. I mean, they're... Your antenna is probably more important than your radio and how you mount it, so I would give that some consideration. If you're putting it on a vehicle that has a trunk lid, the trunk mount's real good. Otherwise, I personally would go with a mag mount, and just a decent mag mount antenna is going to run you, you know, $35 to $50, something like that. And if you're putting it on a truck, that'll give you a good ground plane under it on the roof, and you'll be good to go. Most of them come with a 13-foot coax cord, so you'll have plenty to run it to wherever you need it.
I got mine on Amazon for $27. I have used and abused it. I run the coax through the door jam. I mean, it's, you know, it's the back door on the truck. I hardly ever open it, but I didn't do anything special. I just, coax is running through the door seal, and I'm in the woods all the time. It's never detached from the truck. It's short enough to where it's not an issue, and it doesn't beat the vehicle up like a, you know, CB antenna or anything like that. But, I mean, I basically, you know, Amazon for $27. I think it was a Comet, maybe. The other neat thing about that is when you order the antenna, it gets you a SMA to PO259 jumper. And you'd be amazed how much difference that'll make just on the handy talkie, getting out through a decent antenna on the truck. So I'll swap them out, you know, for whatever. But once I got into the crossbander, I don't have an issue with the handy talkie anymore. It's just, I love it. It's wonderful. KO4 NUE, station ID.
KO4RAX. Another, not to confuse you anymore or give you too many options, but the Yaesu FTM400 XDR and the smaller one, the 300, I think it's an XDR, both do crossband repeat, and I think they both do APRS.
The FT 400 you're talking about. I was looking that up last night, but now I don't recall. I was looking up so many different things, they all kind of mushed together.
I've got one sitting here in front of me in the house running off a power supply. I love it, but then out in my Jeep, I've also got the Kenwood that Patrick's talking about. And I really like that one, too.
That was the FT or FTM?
Tango Mike FTM 400 X as an X-ray Delta Romeo.
For that.
Jump you up in the $500 price range, but I think the 300 is almost a carbon copy, just a little bit smaller size-wise, and it's like $100 less.
Knowing that I could use that to jump with the handy, I really like this feature. And that's why I was trying to figure out if I wanted to do a single band or the dual band. But now after talking to you guys, I think I definitely want to do the dual band.
Everything I do has been on the repeater. The only thing I use the second band for has been for APRS, or I leave it on the 146-520.
The biggest thing I wanted to know was if anybody was actually on that 440 band at all, what it was really used for, since I'm so new to ham. I just was kind of uncertain where I would use that 440 band at.
Most of the dual banders, you don't have to use 440 at all. Both bands can be running 2 meters. So you can have them both, one on the repeater here and one on the national call or any other 2 meter station that you want to listen to, or you can run them both on 440. They're pretty interchangeable between the two.
440 band, or meaning you personally, is that something local? Again, I'm sorry if this is a dumb question. I'm still learning.
Go on the computer and look on repeater book. You can search out local repeaters. I just haven't been much activity on anything 440. I kind of locked into this repeater here, and it's pretty active, so I keep that one on all the time and really haven't kept searching the 440 to see if they are active. I'm sure they're out there, and there's some close. I just never hear anybody on them.
Daniel, for your information, the Blue Ridge Repeater Amateur Radio Club, they have a 440 machine too. Like I said, this repeater is so active, I've never really gone up to 440 to listen, to see what is there. Now, one thing that I have done is, when COVID-19 hit, the 440 side of the frequency, or 70 centimeter side, every Wednesday or Thursday, hospitals across the state, they'll link on the 440 side, and they'll send their reports up to Columbia, telling them, okay, we've got, 76 patients, and we've got 78 beds. We need respirators, we need this, we need that. And they'll conduct training on that 440 side from hospital to hospital all the way across the state. That's the only thing I've ever heard on the 440 side. But if the 2 meter side gets too busy on the Blue Ridge side, they can shift you to the 440 side to keep from, locking down the 2 meter side. But like I said, I've never had a need to go up there and listen. I've always been kind of content here. Just for your info, KO4NUE for station ID.
TB2WFC for a quick one. Yeah, it's KB2WFC, Kilo Bravo Whiskey Foxtrot. Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Foxtrot Charlie. I'm getting tied up. Just for another one, where I used to live, there was a repeater that a lot of us used, and there was times Mobile or T 2 meters would drop out, and you can kick over to the 440 side and get into back into the repeater. So that might be, you know, I'm not trying to persuade you either way, but just to give you another one. TE2WC listening.
My biggest question was, is the 440 being used? And then the second part was, why would I want to use the 440 if anybody's on it or not? But I like hearing what you guys have talked about, because I wasn't sure if I really needed to go over to a dual band or not, but you guys have definitely given me a lot of reasons to go ahead and get a dual band for my next radio, at least for my vehicle.
4RAX for ID. The other thing we were talking about it last night with the weather and the emergencies, I usually have HTs set to monitor police stations and like fire EMS, and a lot of those run off of 442, 440 also, I should say, and you can use that as a scanner as long as they're not encoded.
Things we were talking about even with Chad, you know, because he's down in Campobello, he was trying to figure out and listen to some of the emergency. So you're saying that some of those emergency channels are on that 440?
Well, to listen, I think it's Pickens County Sheriff down here, and also I've picked up North Greenville County on 440.
You guys have been extremely helpful, so thank you so much for your help. Daniel, I'm going to go ahead and get out. This is KO4MWZ, KO4NUE, N4WHM, KO4RAX, KO4HKX, KB2FTC. I'm 73 on your last call.
KO4NUE, and I'm clear. Get ready for the net. And be safe, bud. Look me up on QRZ. Send me an email. I'll shoot you my cell. And we'll get together or whatnot. But enjoy the conversation. Enjoy the QSO. KO4NUE, I'm clear. Have a nice night.
Daniel, enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully it was helpful for you. Just do a little research on all the radios and pick the one that meets your need and matches your budget. And just go from there. And Chad, if you got a quick minute before the net, I got a question for you in 4WHM.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. And yeah, Chad, I'll look you up and definitely reach out to you. Thank you again, 73.
N4WHM, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Bill.
Checking in on an 80-meter net earlier this evening.
Yeah.
Scanning and caught you checking in, and I thought it was 80-meter. I was just confirming that, so. But I was getting a good clear copy on everybody on that net since I got my antenna up. I've been listening a good bit, so I'm getting closer and closer to taking that test.
Wait till you do. You'll do just fine. All right, bud, I'm going to shut it down. I'm getting close to the net. That's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Dad, we'll talk to you later. Good to talk to you as always. N4WHM, I'm clear.
Let's see. Mobile, clear.
This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs are licensed to operate on the frequency again. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4DJW with one announcement.
Evening to W4DJW. Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and go ahead with your announcement.
Thank you very much, Gary. Just want to let everybody know we do have openings for net control operators. We can always use more net control operators, and it's a good experience for any amateur radio operator. We have multiple engagement types, like once per month or once per week, depending on your level of engagement that you would like to commit to. We have multiple types of logging. Right? There's a wire software package if you want to use that. There's logging. There's call sign loggers. There's pencil and paper, and there's spreadsheets. So multiple ways to do logging. We can help you get comfortable with whatever process you want to use to do your logging. And we can help you get up to speed on that, give you tips and pieces of information that will help smooth that over. And there's multiple reasons to become a net control operator. One is to get to know the other ham radio operators in the area. You're going to talk to just about every one of them if you're a net control operator. So that's probably the best reason. Next, you're going to learn what goes on behind the scenes to be a net control operator. It'll give you a real appreciation for what they do. And you'll overcome any possibility of having mic fright from that point forward after you've done that. So just letting you know, if you would like to become a net control operator and you want to make a once a month commitment or a once a week commitment, just send me an email. My email is good on QRZ. If you just go to QRZ and plug in my call sign, W4DJW, you can get my email there, or you can write it down now. It's pretty simple. All one word, Dave Watson, DaveWatson, at charter.net. Just let me know you're interested, and I'll take it from there. That's all I've got, Gary. Appreciate you checking me in. Good net, KI4DOS, W4DJW. Back to net control.
Thanks for that, for bringing that to the net. Does anyone need any feels on Dave's announcement?
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I have a question.
Find out how much fun it is. They'll be wanting to do it all the time. But I hope you get some emails about that. Now, while I got you, Dave, you want to put a number on that announcement so I count it as a piece of traffic?
Yes, Gary, and we did have somebody doubled with you at the very beginning. I believe that's Chet.
Number, and then I'll go.
Oh, my bad. Number one.
KO4NUE, I think Dave said you and I doubled. Go ahead.
Okay, so here's my question. What if we want to try it and it turns into a train wreck? And is there a way to just try it without a commitment to kind of see what we do? I'm a net controller on the Tron net, but we have very few members, and I just, you know, I don't want to misrepresent the club is what I'm getting at, what I'm trying to say.
Well, Chad, you'll be very well represented by all the other amateur. You'll find out when you have a new, and talk to Walt. I know you communicate with him quite a bit, but ask him about it. You're going to find out that you're going to get a lot of support from all of the amateur radio operators. They understand what it is that you're doing and the commitment that you're making, so they're going to help you out. Now, will they forget to slow down and check in kind of fast before you're ready? Absolutely, they will. And the solution to that is you just remind them to slow down a little bit, that you're new. But should you decide that is too much commitment, that you've already got other nets you're calling, it's a big net, it takes a long time, anything like that, yeah, absolutely. Nobody's going to hold that against you. But I think you're going to find out you're going to get all kinds of support, and that's probably not going to be an issue.
I'll make contact with you. Go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry to interrupt the net. KO4 and UE, I'm clear.
No problem, Chad. That's what we're here for. But if you wanted to try to call the net one Wednesday night, I'll sit here in the chair and follow along with you. Of course, you won't have the swap net book, but you can call the formal portion of the net if you'd like to do that. I wouldn't mind doing that with you.
Well, my wife's giving me strange looks, but put me down for next Wednesday. I'll give it a try.
Go ahead and give me your sweet bride call sign while I got you, and then I'll go on with the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. And I'm gonna get her to help me with it.
I don't remember her name right off the top of my head, but that's nothing unusual. That's a new one. But I got, so far I've got W4DJW and KO4NUE and KO4RYT. And Chad's up in Campobello. And Chad, give me your wife's name.
Her name is Anna.
If I would remember that, that's easy enough. But tell Miss Anna we got her down in the book. And I'll put you down for next Wednesday. And like I said, I'm not going to give up Wednesday nights right now, but I'll let you call the formal portion and get with Dave, and he'll get you the preamble and all of that stuff that you need to start with, and we'll go from there. But I do appreciate it, you stepping up like that, Chad. In the meantime, you take care. Anyone else need any fields on Dave's announcement?
For U.S., here for NNH.
For NNH, go ahead.
Please repeat the announcement. I was actually just missed it. I just went on the radio. I'm a little bit curious what's going on here.
There is some static on the repeater tonight, but I've copied you fine there, Fred.
Repeat the announcement, QSO.
I apologize. There are positions open for net controllers on this net. If you would like to do it once a month or once a week or every other week or something like that, you need to get in touch with Dave Watson, W4DJW. His email is good on QRZ unless you want to call him now.
Hearing y'all talking about the net controls, just to figure that out, see what's going on here. KO4NH, net control.
You be careful. I don't know if you're mobile tonight or not, but normally when you check in on Wednesday nights, you're mobile, so if you are, you be careful. Anyone else need any feels on Dave's announcement?
OSK4OIM. Dave needs somebody to fill in one night when something comes up and he's on short notice. I'm good on QRZ. If he'll contact me, I'd be glad to help him out.
Yeah, Dave?
Hey, Walt. Yeah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, hey, Walt. There's a possibility that I will do that, but I'm trying my best not to abuse that privilege, right? So I realize you'll do that. I do have two assistant net managers. That's AA4RM and KN4HTP. They're both assistant net managers, so I'll go through them first. And then if I don't have any, but here's the thing. I don't want to wear them out, and we are getting kind of thin on our Saturday night net, which is the entry position that is not quite as much of a commitment, so that people can kind of feel it out to see if that's something they want to do. And over the years, that number has thinned out. I'd like to get that back full again. And then normally what happens is if we lose a day, I'll pull somebody from the Saturday night net. I'll go through them and say, okay, who wants a full-time, once a week net control position? And usually I can get one out of that. But we're down to only four that are remaining on Saturday, and that's kind of low. We usually have about double that. But I will keep that in mind, Walt. I do appreciate you volunteering for that. W4DJW, back to K4OIM, I'll let you turn it back to net control, Walt.
KWK4OIM. Yeah, I don't think I could right now take on two nights a week, but I'd be ready to fill in if something comes up and you need somebody. I'm good on QRZ, or I could give you my phone number. And if you need me, I'll be here. K4OIM, back to net control.
Howdy, Walt. Thanks for getting in touch with Dave. This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I will say this. Any net controller out there that is a net controller, if you're on frequency and the net controller that is supposed to be calling the net that night, if they do not come on
if you want to pick it up, you can go ahead and do that as well. You don't have to be wait to ask. That was put out to me a long time ago when I first started. They said if you get here and nobody's calling the net and you want to pick it up, go for it. And it probably wouldn't hurt to say that anybody could do that, but I won't do that because I'm not the net manager. That they've gotten to that ball of wax. But anyway, let's see here. We've already asked if there was any traffic bulletins. Is there any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net before we start the roll call? Call KI4DOS. I've heard we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I had a few pre-check-ins tonight. I'll go through those, and then I'll go through the others that I already have listed. I got W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Ima. They're up Traveler's Rest. And KN4RJN. That's Mr. John. He's up at Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4RUR. That's Mr. Chris over in Greenville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And AA4RM, that's my neighbor Robert over here in Easley. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, and he's in Easley tonight. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's at Taylor's. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And N4WHM, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Hartville. I thank you, all of you fine folks, for using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We appreciate that. And I hope all of y'all are doing well. And then I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad up at Campobello. And his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. And then I've got KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred. He's normally down there around Pelzer or someplace. And then I got K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. I appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Got an EchoLink station up. We'll go to EchoLink stations next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Pelton. Be negative and negative. I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
And I would like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim. He's down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And folks, Jim is a fellow VE. We have a test session coming up this Saturday. Which will be the 21st over at the Red Cross building at 940 Grove Road. That starts at 9 a.m. So anyone that would like to take their technician test or upgrade, me and the fellow will be to see if we can help you out in any way we can. But thanks for being with us, Jim, and I hope to see you on Saturday. You take care there, young man. All righty, we'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo. W4MHE, Melvin up here in Hendersonville. And also my sweet bride, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. That's KZ4, PAM, Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. And hello to everybody on the net.
KI4, DOS. Please check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, be given. I'll be over here. check me in, and I'll be negative with negative, 73 is you and everybody on the net.